The Smallest Gift of Christmas by Peter H. Reynolds. Roland was eager for Christmas Day. He raced downstairs to see what was waiting for him. But when he saw his present, he was not impressed. It was the smallest gift he had ever seen. He had waited the whole year for this tiny gift. Roland closed his eyes and hoped and wished as hard as he could for a bigger gift. When he opened his eyes, there was a bigger gift. "You call that big?" Roland asked. He had been wishing for something much bigger. He closed his eyes and wished a little harder. "Ha! That one isn't much bigger than me," Roland said, "and I'm not very big." "I want a bigger gift." "Big? That's not even as big as my house. When I say big, I mean big," he yelled. Roland stomped off. Sure, there was a bigger gift for him somewhere. In the distance, he saw a present wedged between two buildings. "Now that," Roland thought, "that is pretty big, but still not big enough." Roland was determined, so he set off to search the universe. He searched and searched, but all he could see were billions of stars. Roland peered into his telescope. He could just make out a tiny dot in the distance. Earth? His home? His family? Now just a speck growing smaller and smaller. Roland realized that he was very, very far from home, and that if he waited a heartbeat longer, that little dot would disappear. Roland never thought he wanted something so small so badly. He closed his eyes and hoped and wished with all his might for that tiny speck, the smallest gift. As the rocket headed toward it, the dot grew bigger and bigger. As Roland's rocket landed gently, he realized that the smallest speck was his biggest gift. Roland was home. Merry Christmas, the end of the story.